In what may be a sign that Iran is eager not to derail a nascent dialogue with the United States, the country's judiciary chief, Ayatollah Mahmoud Hashemi Shahrouri, is ordering a quick and fair appeal process for U.S. journalist Roxana Sabari. Sabari was convicted of spying Saturday and sentenced to 8 years in prison. In a memo to the Tehran prosecutor, Shahrouri wrote Sabari must have access to fair consideration in her case, especially at the appeal stage, since this is an undeniable right of the accused. Various aspects of this case, he added, including material and moral elements of the crime, must be considered in a careful, quick, and fair way. Sabari's parents also visited her in prison. Her mother, Akiko, said that she is happy because her daughter looked well.
I think she's a stronger person than I thought. Her birthday is coming. Her birthday is this weekend. And she's my birthday gift. And as far as she's healthy and she is taking good care of herself, I told her I'll be okay. Don't worry about it.
Sabari's father, Reza, complained that it took several hours to get inside the prison to see his daughter and that they talked about a number of things, including her situation.
Oh, we talked about different things. We delivered some books. That was the good news because she likes reading books. And she said that she is with two other ladies over there in the prison. And she was looking forward for the appeal because she knew that this kind of verdict was too heavy for her.
He also urged the judge to be compassionate in his decision and pay close attention to all the evidence. Her mother went on to insist that her daughter could never be a spy. U.S. President Barack Obama indicated he was gravely worried about Sabari's safety and well-being and called for Tehran to release her. He also said he is certain Sabari was not engaged in any sort of espionage. Sabari's trial and conviction have poured cold water on efforts by the Obama administration to resume dialogue with Iran after a 30-year hiatus in diplomatic relations. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Hassan Kashkavi said President Obama should not pass judgment without knowing the details of the case.
در چارچوب قوانین و مقرراتی که نسبت به اتباعی ایرانی داریم.
He says he advises not to comment on a lawsuit until its content is revealed. He says, fortunately, the Iranian judicial system has paid full consideration to the process of retrieving rights, such as the right of appealing a verdict in higher judicial references, and this right has also been reserved for Ms. Sabari and her lawyer. Responding to criticism, Sabari had not been able to consult her attorney at all stages of her trial. Kashkavi insisted she would have access to him.
توصیه میشه که در خصوص پرونده قضایی تا محتویات پرونده را ندیدید.
He says that the ongoing judicial process regarding her case has been in full accordance with the law, and that includes granting her access to her lawyer. Iran's Press TV reported that Kashkavi also urged the United States to release 5 Iranians arrested by U.S. forces in Kurdistan in 2007. Iran claims that the 5 who belong to the elite Al-Quds forces were abducted. Iran experts say Tehran has been trying to pressure the United States into releasing the men by arresting dual national scholars and journalists. Iran is believed to be holding former FBI agent Robert Levinson, in addition to several Iranian Americans. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.